Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to Beauty Talk. This is your host, Janice Tennell, for today, Thursday, January 21st. And we are joined by my sister, Denise, and our guest, Sylvia Okuchi. How are you, Sylvia?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm wonderful, wonderful. I'm glad you could join us tonight.
Lovely.
Before we begin with the show, I just wanted to let everyone know that our phone lines are open, so you can give us a call at 914-803-4399. Again, the number is 914-803-4399 if you want to call in and ask Sylvia a question or if you want to, you know, make a comment. We're also live in the chat room with my sister Denise. And Denise, do you have anything you want to say?
I just want to remind everyone to follow us on Twitter. It's twitter.com/illusionsbeauty, and don't forget to check out our blog, illusionsbeauty, the number 2, at blogspot.com.
Cool. Also, I just wanted to give a big shout-out to some of our supporters who are always listening or who are always joining us in the chat room, and that is Sensational. From what I understand, Quantum PR is in the chat room. And then also, and I've just lost her name, and she's going to get me for this, but we always have, I'm sorry?
Christina.
Christina, yes, we always have Christina in the chat room. Always. She's a wonderful supporter. And then I know Robin Hill is going to be listening out sometime tonight. So thank you all for always supporting us. Sylvia.
Yes.
Again, welcome to the show. Why don't you tell our audience a little bit about yourself, how you got started in fashion styling and where you're from and, you know, all that good stuff.
All the good stuff, the juicy stuff.
Okay.
Good evening, everyone. My name is Sylvia Okuchi. I'm a fashion stylist here in Atlanta, Georgia, based out here, of course, and by way of Maryland. How I got started. Well, first let me tell you what I do. I am a fashion stylist and costume designer. I do film, television, commercials, editorials, music videos, red carpets, all the things you would imagine a fashion stylist would do. And I just have the luxury of having, you know, the experience to do film, television, and also recording artist. So that's something that I do love. I am, something unique about me is that I'm a first generation American. Both of my parents are from Nigeria, so I was raised in a household that didn't know much about fashion, I guess Western culture, you would say. So I kind of just learned and just loved it. I was in college. My sophomore year in college, I decided I want to be a fashion stylist. I want to be the people, well, one of the people who are responsible for dressing these celebrities and having wonderful clothes on them and having Jean-Paul Gaultier and Chanel and Valentino going to showrooms, going to Fashion Week in New York. That was just always a dream of mine. So I started Icon Styles, which is my company, in college, actually. I decided I wanted to do it. I set up the LLC, and I networked every event that you knew of that was going on in Atlanta that the who's who were at, I was there. Passing out business cards, asking for that one shot. And one thing led to another, and the referrals kept on coming, and I, you know, perfected my craft, and I met this person and met that person, and next thing you know it, I am a celebrity fashion stylist, not just a fashion stylist. So,
wow. That's something that you said that sounds to be key, and that's for if you want to be a makeup artist, hairstylist, fashion stylist, whatever. You said you networked the event.
Oh, yes.
I think that is key because, like you said, you know, you network, you tell everybody what you do or you tell everybody what you want to do, and then before you know it, people are calling you. You know what I mean? So a lot of times people always ask, well, you know, how do I get my name out there or how do I get started? And that's key right there, networking.
Networking.
It's simple.
Networking. It's very, very, very simple. And, you know, of course, being a stylist or a hairstylist or a makeup artist, you know, you have to kind of learn from someone else. I interned. I assisted. You know, I built my portfolio. I became well with my craft. I kind of understood what it was not only to be a stylist but to be a designer and what it took to make all the garments and fabrics and draping and, you know, like what's actually behind all of it. You know,
right.
I learned different lines. I studied different lines, you know, and designers actually, it's almost like whatever they're going through in that season of their life is what is exuberated through their clothing. So mm-hmm. say, you know, you'll have a designer who's maybe military inspired for a season. Maybe their country was going through a war, so all their garments has epaulets, has the, you know, embellished buttons, has the piping, and you'll never know that designer actually was going through a time of their life where the country could have been in crisis, you know,
right.
and that's what's behind their design. So, yeah.
Wow.
Let me ask you this, because sometimes you hear these two words used interchangeably. So let me ask you, what is fashion and what is style?
Wow. Well, first I'll say what style is. And this is, of course, my opinion. Style is my life. everyone has their own personal style. And it's almost like the way people express themselves, you know, and some people express themselves through style and, you know, people don't realize that they actually have a style even though they're not trying. You can be a soccer mom. Your style is just comfortable, baggy clothing. That's your style. So everyone still has a style. And, you know, we all have our different styles. Say an example is when ladies wear hats on their bad hair days, when we, you know, get our hair and makeup done, we want to dress up, you know, when we switch our purses out. That's all expressing a style. And it's always a way of being creative and being able to, you know, exhibit a trend or a look that you have. So everyone has a style, whether it's chic, whether it's, you know, that soccer mom, whether it's, you know, rock star, you know, Rihanna has this style that everyone loves. Her style is amazing to me. She always seems to transform. And her stylist is actually Maria Hahn, who is phenomenal. But, you know, some of my favorite accessories when it comes to style, because style isn't just the garment you wear, it's how you wear your clothing, the accessories that you wear with it, and the way you have it on. Like, you know, people have scarves, you can have gloves, earrings, hats, sunglasses, watches, purses. I mean, the list goes on. So style is almost, you know, having that, having your look and being able to play it up with accessories. And fashion, wow, good question. What is fashion? It's so vague. It's so, fashion's a lot. Fashion, I would say, is whatever's hot at that moment is fashionable. You know what I mean? And it's almost like the popular clothing, whatever's in for that season is what fashion is. You know, because it's so vague to say really what is fashion. You know, style is pretty open and generic, but fashion is just what's popular for that time, because what was fashion 20 years ago isn't fashion today. You know, so I would say it's what's in the now versus what's in the past, and being able to recreate what is of the past and make it the present, which we all do now. I'm sure you guys, and I know that I've scattered my mom's closet and and hemmed stuff up and made it, you know, what's now. So it's always being able to recreate something and build something of what is today that was of the past. So
yeah. In your opinion, what is style as it pertains to beauty?
Style as it pertains to beauty. Let's see. They kind of go hand in hand, I think. It's being able to pull off the look. And style and beauty is so hand in hand. I mean, again, when I get my hair done and when I get my nails and my makeup, I almost want to have on my best outfit. I want to, you know what I mean? Because when I feel beautiful, I feel like I need to style myself or look the part. So they kind of go hand in hand. And
I guess it has a lot to do with how you define beauty. Just like you said, in your personal opinion, style for you is how you express yourself. So beauty to you could mean a certain thing, and I guess your definition of beauty goes hand in hand with
I mean, it's always, you know, also too, is being able to own your look and love yourself, because everyone's different. So just like you said, everyone has their own definition of beauty or what's beauty to them as far as their own body, you know. So it's being able to be one with yourself and being able to express that. And you have, like, kind of setting the trend and being able to have confidence, because once you have that confidence, you know, everyone will tag along with you, whether you can have the most distraught look ever, you know, and we've all seen it. We've seen people, like, you know, for instance, Cassie, we were all like, why does she shave half of her head? But you see now it's a trend. She was confident when she shaved half of her head, and she's beautiful with or without the hair, and her style almost embarked on her haircut. So, again, it goes hand in hand, and being able to pull off with confidence, because if you have that, confidence is key. If you have confidence and being able to own your look, then you're all good. They go hand in hand.
Mm-hmm. What inspires you as a stylist?
I love, you know, one of my mottos I go by is, you know, your new body is my canvas. And it's because being able to paint this picture on someone that, you know, I love when people say, I would have never picked this out. I would have never thought to wear this. And, like, that is inspiring to me. People, you know, just a whole transformation. I had a friend last month, and his clothes were just horrible. And I said, and it was his birthday. I said, let me just style you for your birthday, but not really style you. Let me just kind of, you know, rejuvenate what you already have. You know, let's go shopping. And, you know, he still wore his clothes a little bit baggier. And it was just like, just go a size down, you know, open this button, wear this, you know, necklace. Hey, throw on a watch. Hey, throw on some glasses. It was the simplest things. And when he looked in the mirror, he was like, thank you, Sylvia. I was like, for what? You know, he's like, I would have never thought. He was like, I look so different. And long story short, we had went out later in the evening, and everyone was like, oh, my gosh, you look so different. You look so good. What happened? People thought he had lost 20 pounds because he had wore his clothes so big. He's really a smaller guy, but you would have thought he was bigger because of the way he wore his clothes, you know? And, like, that's inspiring, being able to change people and having them put on garments that they would have never picked out, never thought they can wear, you know, colors they would have never thought they can pull off. It's like, hey, I did that.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
So, and it's also building up people's confidence too. You know, like,
right.
You know, say someone loses 20 pounds and they still have all their old clothes. And it's like, hey, it's time for a closet change. You know, let's get a few looks. And people are still stuck in that, you know, oh, I'm 20 pounds, you know, heavier when realistically you're not. You know, you've lost his weight, so which means you should go ahead and facilitate that silhouette you have, you know, and show everybody. So that's kind of inspiring to me, is being able to change people, build their confidence, and just having them try new things and try new looks.
Let me ask you, did you ever watch the show Vivica Fox's Glam God?
I watched some of it, but not all of it.
Okay.
And I was asking because I just wanted to know your opinion on the show, you know, as far as not necessarily if you thought it was a great show, but more so the contestants and, you know, their take on style. I just wanted to know, you know, your opinion on that.
I did watch a few episodes, and some people were really talented, I did say. Some of the, I believe, if I can remember correctly, not vaguely, they, one episode, they had like maybe 10 minutes or a few minutes or maybe 2 minutes to go inside of a store, go inside of a room full of clothes and be able to pick out an outfit and style someone. I can't remember, you know, all the way, but I do remember. I was like, wow, some people are really talented. Even though that's not really the way it is most of the time, but sometimes it can be. Okay, I take it back. It can be like that sometimes. But some of those contestants were really good, but at the end of the day, it's a business, you know, and being able to have style and portray that on people and being able to take care of the business part was two different things. And, you know, a lot of times people have these reality shows and you don't really see what's really behind the style, like, you know, behind the music. You don't see what's
right.
really behind the style and what's really behind making it really happen. I mean, I know you guys know that it's not a walk in the park.
Right.
Well,
I'll say for the show, there were a lot of challenges that they faced, you know, like maybe their client spilled her drink, you know, while they were at the club, and you as the stylist was working with, like, limited, like, you fixed her up at the hotel, and then you all went to the club and partied or whatever, and then she spilled her drink and she messed up her outfit. But once you leave the club, paparazzi is going to still be outside, and they're going to, you know, take all these shots. And so the stylist, you know, faced these challenges where they had to kind of, you know, hide the stain or, you know, or try to change the outfit so that she still, you know, looked presentable in front of the cameras.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it was just all kinds of challenges. So I'm wondering, what kind of challenges do you face when you're working with, let's say, one of your music acts or one, you know, a client that you're getting ready for the red carpet?
Wow.
What kind of things do you face?
Everything. Everything. Oh.
Before you answer that, just tell us first of all, who are some of your clients, if you could tell us that, and what is their style? And then kind of go into some of the challenges you have in maintaining that style when you're working on, you know, different shows and things like that.
Right. Okay. Well, some of my recording artists, I would say, not film, is Mario. And Mario, he just had an album out called DNA. It came out October of last year. And his style before I worked with him, because I've been with him for now 2 years, 2008. And before, his style was very, I would say, matured for his age. Mario is 23 now. And before I met him and was a friend of his, I thought he was 26, 27. And that was all due to the way he dressed because, you know, he always had on a suit. And so I always assumed he was older and his music was kind of mature prior to his first album. Well, before his first album, rather. Well, now I've kind of, you know, made his style to be a little bit modern, westernized, made it a little bit more European chic. So you'll see him in a lot of trenches, scarves. You'll see him in gloves, straight leg jeans, boots. You see them in all kinds of European cuts, fits, you know, just impeccable Western kind of European modern trend. And then who else? Bobby Valentino, who's also a client of mine. His style has always been urban prep. So one of his favorite lines we do is polo, black label, purple label, or even the rugby line. You know, he's urban prep. So he can pull off, you know, a nice pair of denim jeans or a nice pair of cargo pants and argyle V-neck sweater. You know what I mean? And a bow tie and some glasses. Just that urban prep geek kind of thing. So, and it's kind of cute of him because it plays a role that he needs to play. Also, to Marsha Ambrosia of Floetry. And Marsha's from London originally, so she's very toned down, but she's more chic, simple. She's very clean. I do a lot of straight lines on her. She almost gives you that Estelle, almost Chrisette Michelle kind of look. So she's very clean. A lot of, you know, accessories on her. Again, big chunky necklaces. We do mixed metals. We do bracelets. We do rings. And she can almost go for, you know, sometimes that tomboy. So whenever she feels like, Sylvia, I just want to be chill, we'll throw on a nice scarf, some high-top diesel tennis shoes, you know, and just pump it up with jewelry. So she's like that tomboy, sexy, still chic girl. But other times she can throw on a 5-inch heel and in a clean line dress, and she'll still have that part. So that's her. Another new artist, his name is Bertel, actually. His album comes out March 24th, I believe, of this year. And he's almost like D'Angelo Life. You know, he's almost like that hood R&B. They call him the new Bobby Brown. So he's going to blow up and be really good. But he's one of my newest clients, actually. And his style is very, you know, again, live, just kind of around the way, being able to relate to guys, you know, singing love songs that the guys in the inner city and urban areas can relate to. So he doesn't wear the baggier clothes, but he wears more of the, you know, Louis this, Gucci that, Valentino, Burberry, kind of not label indulgence, but a little bit of it. So just to relate.
Well, let me ask you about Mario. Was he very open to this new style of dressing?
He was, because he was ready for change. When I, you know, first met with him, it was almost just getting to know where he was at in his music and in his career and, you know, where he wanted to go as it pertains to fashion. And he was really open for it. He was open for any of my ideas I had and willing to try it. But one thing about Mario is that sometimes people can just try a little bit, trying to go out the box a little bit too much. And it was like, wait, you're not ready for that yet. Let's take baby steps until we do something drastic, you know, right. because you always start from somewhere. So once you go out the box, all these blogs, and everyone's going to start saying, why does Mario have on red jeans? And so he was really, really open. He was open to take he was ready to go 10 steps above where I was ready to take him during that time. So he kind of let me just, you know, he rode the wave with me, and he was open for whatever. And his style has changed drastically. Everyone's like, oh, my God, he looks so different. So I'm happy about that. And he's recognized now for not only his music, but his fashion sense that is built in him as well. Because he's learned over time. You know, before it was, I was picking out outfits morning, noon, and night. Okay, you wear this to the studio, you wear this to this party, you know, and they were just like, Mario, come on. So he's learned over time. He's learned, you know, how to pick out an outfit and how to look good. And, you know, it's all about color palettes. Everything doesn't have to be monochromatic. Everything doesn't have to match from the hat to the belt to the shoes to the shirt. You know, everything. That's one of my pet peeves. So just learning your color palettes and fits.
Right. I think it's a very sexy look for him. And Sylvia, you know, I've
kind of went through most of that with you when you started meeting with him. So
yeah,
I got to see where you wanted to take him, and you know I approved of it.
You were one of my inspirations. I loved you so much. I talk to you every day about that.
Oh, I approved.
And thank you. Thank you. So.
Well, let me ask you, you spoke earlier about New York Fashion Week and always wanted to, you know, be a part of that. Do you use that as an opportunity to, you know, get new ideas and fresh looks for some of your clients?
Oh, yes. Yes. Fashion Week, you know, and I haven't had a chance to go to Milan for Fashion Week, London or Tokyo, but I've been to New York several times and I'll be there next month. But it's always, you know, a template to use on clients and on movies as well, you know, because it's always that season ahead. Most things are kind of avant-garde, so you can't really use them, you know, the way you want to, so you kind of have to dumb it down. And a lot of designers have, you know, avant-garde pieces that they've already dumbed down, you know, to make street ready, you know, ready mm-hmm. to wear, rather. So definitely use everything from the runway. Even when it comes to style, you know, how these designers envision some things and kind of having the designer's vision and my vision and just kind of putting that all together, because at the end of the day, it's, again, a new body is a canvas. So being able to display artistically on a body is just amazing. So, yeah, just I always use Fashion Week and the different designs, and just even, you know, going back to, you know, Fashion Week from 5 years ago and looking at some of the runway shows online, it's just like, wow, people are just now starting to wear this, you know? So
right.
People sometimes just don't get it.
Okay, I have a question from the chat room, and the question is, what is your favorite era? Like, how do you feel, it says, how does she feel you're able to mix pieces with style without taking anything away from either? So, like, you know, are you a big fan of the 50s, or are you a big fan of the 80s, and can you take pieces from one of those eras and mix it with today?
Yeah. Of course. One of my favorite eras, you know, people love the 80s right now. I like the 80s, but I don't love it. You know, it was
right,
one of those time periods where it was like, okay, this is not hot. And, you know, and I think now that the 80s is more of a trend more than fashion. And a trend mm-hmm. and fashion and style is kind of different. But it's more of a trend now. But one of my favorite eras, I would say, is more of the 50s, 60s. And that's when you could, you know, one of my favorite things is having a woman, actually be a woman. I love hats, gloves, pearls. I'm very chic in my personal style. Very chic, very girly, very feminine. You know, I hardly wear tennis shoes, you know. So my personal favorite era will be the 50s, 60s. I love some of those prints and patterns, how they were soft and delicate. You know, it was really tasteful for women to dress. I love the swimwear of that era, the high-waisted,
yeah.
you know, two pieces. And, like, those are the kind of things that are amazing to me. And those designers actually made things by hand. Now everything is sent to a factory and made, but, you know, those designers had their own synthesis in-house. Everything was handcrafted and everything was bedazzled, you know, everything was handmade. And so I would say the 50s and 60s, both of those eras are my favorite eras, because then women were really women, you know, mm-hmm. they really displayed everything a woman, like, you know, it wasn't a problem wearing hose because that's what women did. Now I was like, I gotta wear hose? So.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Now, were you able to see any of the Golden Globe carpet shows or any of the post shows for the Golden Globes?
I did see some of it. I was actually in the gym working out when it was on. I was like, oh my gosh, I'm missing it. So I think Denise, I think you actually
mm-hmm.
hey, you're watching the Golden Globe? I was like, oh yeah, let me turn it on. So I did see it.
Okay.
I have
you missed her or you saw her?
I did see her. But
oh,
really quick, if I can interject, Did I ask you a question about what's the hardest thing to that I would go through?
The question about like some of your challenges with the style.
Yeah, I think
you kind of touched it a little bit.
Okay. Well, if I can reiterate on that really quickly, because it's so many, but one I really want to say aesthetics. And me and UPS are all best friends. We have this unique relationship like no other. And, sometimes not being able to be there for all of your clients, for having engagements all on the same day, you'll have, four or five different clients who all have to go to Grammys, per se, our Safe Golden Globes, and say, you have these clients on a plane going somewhere, and you're working on a film, so you've booked yourself completely out, and you are hoping and praying that you FedEx is closed, and you hope that UPS gets to there a day before, and they don't. So your client ends up not having clothes, or you have to find, have an assistant in every city. Have an assistant in New York, Miami, and LA, and of course here. But being able to call that assistant and, hey, drive to FedEx and X, Y, and Z, I had a client a couple of years ago go to the Stellar Awards, and a package never got there. I had to actually drive to Tennessee at 3:00 in the morning, and I had to reshop the clothing because FedEx lost it. So I had to reshop and drive to Tennessee that same night for the Stellar Awards. Awesome. Like, those are one of the many challenges. That was incredible to me. So that was the mini challenge I faced during that time. So it's just so many things that as stylists we go through, and we have to have a relationship with FedEx and UPS, and I'm sure any fashion stylist can attest to that. That's our best. Those are our best friends. So,
wow.
Golden Globe.
That's a nightmare.
Nightmare.
Right. That's not a talent. It's a nightmare. But yes, who did you like? From the Golden Globes, or I know my sister has a list of people she wants to talk about, but what did you think of some of the styles or some of the fashion?
Let's just start with Monique. What did you think about Monique?
Besides her legs, she was amazing.
Well, let's not talk about that, because we know that's one of her things. She's not going to change that. Monique is going to do Monique until the day she dies, so we can just scratch that, because that won't change. So
I had no idea.
Oh yeah.
A lot of people have no idea that she refuses to shave her legs.
Uh-huh.
So I'm sure a lot of stylists probably said the same thing. Besides her legs, she looked amazing.
If we're gonna talk about it, let's just think about it for a second. Who's to say that not shaving your legs is wrong? I mean, who's to say that it's not beautiful? Who's to say that, it's not classy or whatever you want to call it?
That is true.
Well, that's her personal thing, and we'll just leave it at that.
Amen. I'm with that. I have no rebuttal. That is very true.
Yeah, exactly. I'm not saying that it's, I'm not trying to say it's a bad thing.
Who person has said that a woman must shave her legs or, must shave under her arms?
Mm-hmm.
Right.
I mean,
it's no rule, but it would be nice.
I mean, it probably would look a little nicer, but she was still fabulous.
Oh, yeah, she looked wonderful. I mean, from what I could see of the dress, was her legs shown? I don't think I ever saw her legs.
It was a couple of images.
When she was on the red carpet, I think, and, they're out in the rain and she's holding the dress.
Oh, gotcha. Okay. Yeah, but the dress, how did you think the dress fit her, Sylvia?
The dress fit her good. I love Monique as a person, and her losing all that weight and being able to love herself and encourage other women to do the same as she did. I think the dress looked good on her. I think she's, whoever's her stylist now, has been doing a very, very good job as far as kind of holding her in and having everything in the right places. I think
right.
she was good.
I asked that question because I think whoever's styling her or has been styling her for her show is doing a fabulous job.
Yes, they
she
are.
She looks really good in everything she wears.
Yes.
Everything.
The only thing I would say is, you know, I wouldn't do the sleeveless so as much.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know, she does a lot of sleeveless and... it's not very flattering on HDTV. So that's the only thing I would change, having, you know, maybe cap sleeve, sometimes having some drape across her.
I think normally on her show she does have sleeves. So on her show you can't, you know, it doesn't look as, it looks okay on the show. I'm not going to say it doesn't look that bad, but I think when on the Golden Globes, when you saw her arms, I think her arms looked a lot bigger on the Golden Globes than they appear to be on her show.
In a natural eye, yeah.
And I think that's what threw everybody, because most of the comments I was getting was, oh, Monique, she looks big. Well, she is big.
Well, she is big.
Right.
You know,
so,
and
you
she's
know,
amazingly big.
But
I mean, she's a great big.
Yeah, because she's always, even before she lost the weight, she always looked beautiful in her clothes. They were always, you know,
yes,
they fit her very well no matter what size she was. She always looked nice in her clothes, always.
I agree.
Let's move on to something that I just thought, I mean, I had to see it a couple of times before I could actually see the dress, because I totally
mm-hmm.
missed the dress when I first saw her. When I saw the dress, I thought, oh, the dress isn't that bad. But when I saw Mariah Carey,
ooh,
I was blown away, because I thought it was the most ridiculous thing I've seen in a long time. Like,
she was on
I couldn't take my eyes off of her breast. I couldn't.
She
I mean,
was
ridiculous.
At the top of my list for worst dress.
Yeah, it was terrible.
It was really bad. That dress should have been burnt from... You know, it was a great dress, just not on her.
Right.
You know, it's definitely not the dress for her at all. So.
At all.
Yeah.
Like, I almost wanted to ask, why is she here?
Why was she there? Did I miss that?
I have no idea.
Oh, Precious.
Oh,
yeah.
Right. Forgot. Okay.
Her role.
What about Sandra Bullock?
I didn't pay too much attention to her. I just paid attention to my favorites. So,
okay,
so
who were some of your favorites?
My favorite of the night was Drew Barrymore. She was my favorite. I mean, that is a piece that was handcrafted, and you can truly tell that piece was, it was just amazing. Fergie's looked really good.
Mm-hmm.
As well.
What did you think about Kate Hudson? Because I know a lot of people didn't like it, but I loved it.
It was okay. I don't think it was the best, but I think
but
it
I
was
think
okay.
The white to me, I think, was so beautiful.
White, yeah, white is always beautiful, and it just shows compassion, love. Again, you know, the structure of it was great for me. I mean, I loved it, so I
mm-hmm.
take it back. The structure was great, but I think the thrill for me was probably the shoes. You know, she a dress like that, you can't wear that. She wore a thick platform, and I think that kind of threw me. Yeah, that kind of threw me. And I look at the whole ensemble and not just the dress
right.
itself,
the dress,
you know?
Yeah,
and
that
so
was what got me in with her shoes.
Yeah, the shoe kind of threw it. It was totally the wrong shoes. I mean, those are shoes you wear with some cute jeans and
right.
you know, and not a big purse and a scarf and a fedora, and then you keep it moving. But the dress was phenomenal. The dress, what the structure of it was great. She looked good. She did.
How about Sophia Loren? Did you see her?
I loved her dress. I mean, it,
oh my god.
It was just beautiful.
It was sexy.
It was, just,
it was classic.
It was, yeah, she was one of my favorites.
Mm-hmm.
She was one of my favorites. So.
What about Penelope Cruz? She was one of my favorites. The Vintage Armani.
Yes, I saw that. And I was thinking, who dug that out of, you know what I mean? Like, how does she, it was just amazing. It was just like, wow. I mean, the color, I mean, everything.
She looks beautiful.
She is. Her spirit is what makes her, too.
Now, did you see Zoe Saldana?
No, I didn't.
I don't remember seeing her either.
I couldn't figure out what she had on. It was red. That's all I remember. But I just left asking the question, what is that?
It's probably why she didn't get that much camera time.
Yeah. Halle Berry was nice.
Yeah, I like that. Halle Berry, I love her to death. And, you know, I kind of thought, I expected more out of her, and I kind of felt like that the dress was, it was great, but I felt like it gave me a little hope.
It was kind of typical of her, though.
Very typical, and it almost gave me lingerie. The lace, silk, the silk charmeuse, it gave me lingerie, and, you know, she's older now, and it's not the young Holly. I just wanted her to be a little bit more sophisticated, just not too much, but still give me sexy, but not a little raunchy. You know what I mean? Because I can so see Mariah trying to wear that dress. And I don't think Mariah and Holly should be in the same dress. If you understand what I'm saying. You know, and it was
that's
cute.
What, I didn't know. What about Sigourney Weaver? Did you see her dress? She was in it was green. Very fitted.
Did I see her dress? I may have missed her too.
What about
Gabby? Oh, I liked her a whole lot because she's lost weight and she's showing it, and she's not afraid to wear, you know, color. She's not afraid to wear things that are a little fitting on her, and she loves herself, and that goes back to having confidence. Mm-hmm. It goes back to, because if you have confidence, and if you walk with your head up and you don't care what anybody behind you has to say, everyone's going to tag along and love it. So I think she looks great. And I think as she continues to take care of herself, she'll look even more beautiful. But the green was great on her, you know, and it wasn't, you know, it wasn't too, too tight. It was kind of fitted, but it wasn't too, too tight, you know. And I think she looked good. I think she looked good.
Did you see Julia Roberts?
I did see her.
What did you think about her? I actually liked it. I loved her dress.
She was one of my she on my favorite list. I have a little favorite list. I write every award show, so and I brought mine out once we started talking about it. I think she is on here. One of my favorites. She is. Was something wrong with her that night? She seemed. I mean, because I heard her interview, and I was like, what's wrong with her? You know, but she looked good. She was in good spirits, and she looked amazing, too.
So, Sylvia, let me ask you, we have another question from the chat room, and I guess it'll go into my next question, because my next question was, you know, if you had any tips, any styling tips, but the question from the chat room, they're asking, what are 5 must-haves for a woman as far as clothing or accessories go?
5 must-haves. We all should have that one pair of straight leg jeans. I mean, the jeans that you can wear at night, you can make it day, night, you know, just that one pair of jeans that's going to have, because jeans, you know, a lot of people don't know that jeans are hard. Jeans are very hard. Whenever I do jeans for a female, I bring 20 to 30 pairs of jeans, and we go jeans. You go through jeans first. That one sexy black pump, platform. I suggest a platform black pump that is versatile. You can wear it to church. You can wear it to a cocktail dinner. You can wear it to work. Just that simple platform black pump, whether slingback, whether it's, you know, peep toe, rather close toe. Mm-hmm. Of course, everyone knows a simple black dress. That's a must-have, mm-hmm. too. Whether it's, you know, strapless, a little bit of a deep V neck, drape front.
Repeat that again, a simple what?
Oh, black dress.
Oh,
and I was just saying, yeah, whether if it's sleeveless, cap sleeve, deep V, scoop neck, cowl neck, just that simple black dress that you can, you know, make summer, winter, and fall. Mm-hmm. You know, I have several dresses that I make all season round. You know, not all my dresses, but some dresses are seasonless. You know, you can have a pair of hose, you can wear some dresses with boots, you know, but you should have that black dress that you can have that can be seasonless. So,
okay.
Those are things. How many was that? Three?
Three.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see another one. hoops.
About that one.
You always got. Yes.
You said hoops?
Yes, always got to have hoops.
Yeah, that's one of my favorites.
Yes. I would say hoops or studs, whatever your style is.
Right,
hoops or studs, you know, whether you're chic or just a little bit more trendy, you can do hoops or you can just change the size on a hoop. And then even that shirt, that plain, simple T-shirt, again, or that blouse that you can make, you know, day or night, Saturday afternoon, going to the grocery store, Saturday afternoon, getting drinks with your friends, you know what I mean? Just that simple white shirt. So those are some
you
of the
know,
things.
I can tell that you're a fan of the 50s or 60s and those, like, feminine styled women's clothes because you said blouse. Most ladies or young ladies don't say blouse. They'll just say a top.
Oh, yeah, very true.
But blouse is kind of old school.
Blouse anymore.
I mean, I still do, but most people don't say blouse.
Or trouser. My mother still says, Sylvia, what trousers should I wear? Still, so, yeah.
Well, let's talk about spring fashion. What's hot for this spring?
Wow. My favorite, you know, for this spring, I am a fan of the one-piece, whether it's one-piece jumpsuit or a play suit, whether it be shorts, you know, pants, long sleeve with short, you know, short, just that one-piece. That is one of the top 2010 spring fashion, you know, whether it's silk or denim, just that one piece. And mark my words, ladies, it's very true. mixed metals, you know, is definitely becoming of age. You know, before, I remember growing up and, you know, not wearing gold and silver are
mixed,
you know. But now it's like, who cares? Just mix it all up and make it yours. Make it your own. So, and even designers are actually making jewelry now that's mixed metals. You know, they have all types of stones and all types of metals. You know, you'll have sterling silver, you have platinum, you have gold, you have copper, you have nickel. You have all these different mixed metals and just all mixed up together. So that's one thing that's going to be of the era. Of course, the boyfriend blazer isn't going anywhere. You're going to see that in the summertime. And, well, not really summer. More so spring, with shorts. You'll see boyfriend blazers, tank tops, and shorts, and flip-flops. You'll see that all spring with scarves, fedoras, boyfriend blazers with jeans rolled up. You'll see the boyfriend blazer. That's going to be in. Something that's new that's actually going to be spring 2010 from, you know, all the runway shows, you're going to see more cultural and ethnic prints and patterns.
Mm-hmm.
You know, whether it be on a trim of a purse, you know, a trim of a blouse or a trim of shorts, you know, you're going to see a lot of patterns being ethnic, you know, maybe African prints. You'll see just different prints and patterns you'll start seeing more of, because we haven't really done that in these past couple of years that we've had in fashion. So you'll start seeing a lot more prints and patterns, definitely.
Let me ask. Go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I'm sorry, I was going to say one more thing. You'll start to see more headpieces, too, and accessories. People start wearing feathers in their ears, feathers in their hair, bows, just different types of head accessories. So you'll start seeing more of that. What were you going to say?
Let me ask you this. You were talking about the cultural and ethnic prints and patterns, and you used to see that a lot from a lot of designers of color.
Mm-hmm.
But you didn't see that in lines of, you know, I would say European designers or Caucasian designers. Why is it now? Because are these cultural ethnic prints and patterns coming from Caucasian designers? And if so, why are you seeing more of that now? Why is it popular to do the ethnic thing? Because even just watching, like from years of watching Project Runway, when a lot of the African-American designers, you know, would design something, if it had too many ethnic prints or, you know, animal prints or things like that, it was always too ethnic.
Yeah.
In the wrong way.
Yeah. I just believe people are becoming inspired by what is of, you know, of African culture, I would say. Again, with both my parents being Nigerian, being raised in that, all I knew growing up was prints and patterns. And I think that a lot of people are traveling to it, whether it being West Africa, East Africa, South Africa, just anywhere in Africa, people are just being inspired by Africa in general, whether it be through dance, music, song, fashion, design, just people are just truly being inspired. And I will say that designers are really picking up that, you know, not to be political, but because Obama is president and, you know, he's from Kenya, so people are just kind of, people have more of an open heart and are willing to expand and to be more broad versus narrow into their design, into their skill. So I just think as people have an open mind now and just being able to broaden their horizon of what's, you know, right in front of them and utilizing different cultures, you know, and just embracing it. Becoming one. So
we have about like 7 minutes left. Let me ask you, Sylvia, you talked earlier about style versus fashion and how style pertains to beauty. How do you think Hollywood defines style? Just overall in general.
I don't think Hollywood does define style because they base it on who you are, how many awards you've won, what's your next film, what project have you worked on, what song have you done, and don't really base it on the actual fabrication or the draping, you know, the structure or the tailoring of the actual garment that you have on. You know what I mean? Like, they have these shows, 911 with Chloe on it from the Golden Globes. You know, they did a review on it based on, you know, who you wore. It was who you were. You know what I mean? It wasn't based on what is really great. You know, one of my favorite people, classic, and always going to be one of my favorites, is Kerry Washington. She's my definition of a woman. She's chic. Another one is Paula Patton. You know, the chic, they're never extra, never vulgar, just giving you all of women. So I think Hollywood and just Hollywood in general, just keeping that in mind, bases it on who you are and what you do and not really of, you know, what's inside of the draping, you know, the structure of the garment, the tailoring of the garment, you know? So
right.
I don't think they really define it at all.
So what's next for Sylvia? What are you working on? What are you, do you have any plans for Icon Styles in the near future? What's next?
Yes. You know, continue working on film as I always have done, and of course, artists. But I do plan to hopefully make Icon Styles the agency. That is one of my things that I do plan on doing. Just having, especially in Atlanta, there isn't really an agency for African American, you know, hairstylists, fashion stylist, makeup artist, but just for the beginning of the forefront, I actually want to, you know, make Icon Styles an agency and be able to help other African-American stylists, and also to Caucasian, but giving someone else a hand and introducing to them the business that we're in, because, again, it's not very easy. It's very difficult. But just being able to make that transition to being able to help other people and build people up and bring them to where I'm able to be at and grow as well, because I'm still learning, I'm still growing every day. So the next Icon Styles is to kind of make it an agency and kind of help others, you know, aspire to do their dreams, to get into all of the riches and fame of Hollywood that they think it is when it's really not.
Absolutely. Do you have a website or email where people can reach out to you?
I actually have my web designer working on my website now. So it will be iconstyles.com, and that's EYEKONSTYLES, but it's not up now, so don't go to that. But you can email me at iconstyles@gmail.com. Again, that's EYEKONSTYLES. Or you can also always reach me on Twitter at iconstyles. Twitter.com/@iconstyles, EYEKONSTYLES. Very easy, very simple. So I'm very easy to find, not difficult at all. So iconstyles is the Twitter name. Sorry about that.
Now, how did you come up with that name for your business?
Oh, love it. I want to be an icon. Thing that I do, I want to be able to, you know, when I have kids or when I pass, to be able to say, you know, Sylvia was great at what she did. I always wanted to be an icon, you know. Hopefully, like Chanel is an icon to me, you know, and she is just impeccable at her designs and what she did in her era. So I always wanted to be an icon in what I did. And so what I wanted to do is kind of catch people with the name, because not being an icon just as in what I did, with being a visual icon. So that's where the EYE came in at, you know, being an actual icon. So that's pretty much what it is. I definitely want to be an icon in what I do, and a living icon in what I do. So that's how we came up with Icon Styles. Really easy, really simple. It didn't take time at all. I was actually going to change it a couple of weeks ago, but I decided not to. So it's still Icon Styles. It is. I was going to rename it Fashion Vault, and I had a whole brilliant idea with, because I was actually, you know, building the new website. So I had a new idea about what I wanted the website, you know, wanted to be, and the whole design of the website. And I was like, why change it? Why change something that's already established? So Icon Styles, that's, yeah. Definitely want to be an icon.
So do you have any advice for, I know earlier you talked about how you network and you intern and you assisted. Do you have any other advice you could share with up-and-coming stylists?
Of course. Again, of course, besides networking, definitely learn your craft and know exactly what you want to do when it comes to fashion, because fashion is very vague, it's a huge culture. It's a huge area of work. You know, I have a lot of people come to me and say, you know, I want to do what you do, or I want to be in fashion. And I always say, well, what exactly do you want to do in fashion? Because I want to be in fashion too, but I don't want to be a designer. Being a designer is not one of my, you know, facets
right.
that I want to do in life. I'd love to style and be creative as far as, you know, making someone feel and look different. So definitely learn your craft and actually do your homework. You know what I mean? Know exactly what you want to do, and know, for instance, if you want to work for Vogue or if
right.
you want to style or if you want to do film. Because, again, film and red carpet and recording artists are two different, you know, genres of fashion or, you know, genres of styling. A lot of people don't know that, you know, when I do a film, it's so different from when I do a red carpet appearance, from when I design an entire tour for a client, from when I, you know, just do different things. So just know exactly what you want to do, and definitely do your homework and research different designers, research your eras, research fabrics, just learn. So when you come in or assist anybody or intern, you can actually make the person really be, you know, hungry for you and want to make you something that they weren't, and just help you out. So
absolutely.
That's what I You know, I always love hungry people who you know, love what they actually do. I have a lot of people who just want to be in the in crowd and just want to be around, you know, the celebrity. And it's just like, love what you do and become one with what you love. You know, whether you're doing it, you're styling your mother or styling, you know, Rihanna, just love what you do. So that's definitely my advice.
Well, that's it. We've run out of time. But thank you so much, Sylvia, for joining us. We really do appreciate it. And I've learned a lot tonight about style. And I know what to look out for fashions for this spring. So we do thank you. Again, for those of you who are listening, if you enjoyed tonight's show, go out and mark it as a favorite. Leave a comment on our profile page here on Blog Talk Radio. And also, you can rate the show. So rating the show and marking it as a favorite would help us out a great deal. Thank you all for listening. And if you have any questions or comments, you can always email us at info@illusionsbeauty.com. Thank you, everybody, and have a good night.
Good night.
Good night. Thank you guys so much.
You're welcome.
It was a pleasure.
Thank you.
Yes.